Log Talk Radio.
Well, greetings. This is author and talk show host, personal development specialist Nazim Rashid here again. Yes. Another day in paradise. I'm looking outside now and the sun is bright. Yes. Blue sky there. I see a grapefruit tree. Fantastic. Praise be to God. Yes. Well, we're here for another series on improving, preparing, and repairing relationships, marriages. This is part 10, believe it or not. Yes, and so you can go back and hear the other parts by going to blogtalkradio.com/emailalfred. Scroll down till you see my picture and the title, Improving, Repairing, and Preparing for Relationships. And you can actually download the whole episode. When you get to the show page, you see download episode. Click right there. And you can store it in your own hard drive. Yes, you can. This way you can share this important information with your friends, family, those who are preparing to get married, and those who are married now. We all need tools. We all need tools to have successful, happy, loving relationships. Absolutely. Yes. When you see those pioneers, those who have been married 50, 60, 70 years, they still have that gleam in their eyes when they look at one another. They still have that glow. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Don't settle or compromise for anything less. Yes, either you're connected or you're not. Yeah. So we have to stop this multiple marriages, you know, getting married 5, 6, 7 times. All because you feel guilty being single. Stop it. Now, I know what the messages, early messages were. I was under the same impression when I was in the California area. You got to get married. Yeah. So if you're single, you feel like you're a sinner. You feel like you were, you know, you had no worth in the community if you weren't married. Yeah, so what did you do? You found someone, you found a sister, you found a brother, you know, and you found out they're interested and you know, you look halfway cute, I guess, hey, and you got married. So now I'm pleasing to God. Okay, I'm okay now. But you look at one another, and you know, that's not your mate. You have nothing in common. You see, and it doesn't work. Don't like the same things. Don't like the same kind of food. It's like a, you know, square peg in a round hole. Don't do it. Stop it. Stop that mindset. Yeah, Allah, oh my God, I keep forgetting I'm talking to a universal audience here, not just Muslims. So God has the right mate he created for you. Yeah, he created the right mate for you. Yeah, you vibrate the same. You're in alignment. Absolutely. So this is what we have to have for ourselves. Yeah. And so what I've been doing in this series is to lay out the personal growth areas in my book, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self as it relates to marriages. Okay. All right, the book here, yeah, this can be bought at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. My website, cloudsofabundance.com. Again, cloudsofabundance.com. Yeah, I just rebuilt that website recently. So it looks wonderful. I have a nice welcome video on that first page, and it's fantastic. So, you know, see everything in there, the pictures and events on my event page. Yeah, I have a talk show on Saturdays where I'm just host. I'm not talking like I am now. So this is a perfect opportunity to see what I'm about. On my show, I'm just playing the host, okay? The Reconnected Show comes on Saturdays at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The URL is blogtalkradio, like this one, .com/reconnected. 2 o'clock, and if you call, like you'd like to call this show, you can set your phone alarm, and the phone number will be 347-994-2524. Again, 347-994-2524. I interview guests that talk about various personal growth areas that relate to my book, okay? Yeah, so everybody needs to get the book, all right? I'll give you the chapters, all right? We have forgiveness. This is also the steps you take in order to be, you know, that mentor to your child self. When I say child self, I'm talking about the flesh and blood person you used to be. Yes, 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 yes. When you find those pictures, you know, get those pictures when you're 7, 8 years old, when you're looking right into the camera, okay? All right? Put those pictures on your computer monitor on your wall close by and send love to that little one. That's the child self. A child self that's still looking for the love and compassion and support from you. They didn't get it from his parents. Not the way they wanted to. Yeah, they didn't get the role model. You know, little boys didn't know how to become a man. The father wasn't there. If he wasn't there, he was still absent. Huh? They're trying to find how to have proper romance, but the parents didn't exhibit that in front, so he still doesn't know. That child depends on you to give it to him. So my book teaches you how to go back in time and become that mentor to your child self. Yes, absolutely. Fantastic. Saves a lot of lives. Yes, we have forgiveness, then validation, self-esteem, visualization, self-image, communication and listening skills. Oof, need that a lot. Optimism, gratitude, faith, spirituality, which we're talking about today, attachments, codependency, and addictions, 12 principles of recovery. I did a whole series on this network a little while ago on addictions and recovery. Oh, yeah, you need to have it. Identifying and managing emotions. In the last chapter, how to be the mentor to your child self, how you go back in time and become that person, yes, 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 to straighten out those negative events you've had in your childhood. Because, see, even looking at marriages, brothers, you got to know what kind of childhood your prospective wife had. And sisters, you need to know what kind of childhood your prospective husband had. Yes, because what happened then is going to reflect how he or she's going to treat you now. So that's why in this series here, I always go back to, you know, childhood experiences, training in the house, what happened in the house. I go back and forth because you need to know how they're brought up. Sisters, you need to know if they love their mother or not. Yeah. Yeah. Brothers, you need to know if she loved her father or not. This is very important. Yes, you want to have a happy, healthy marriage? You know, you need to know how they're brought up, how they're trained. Yeah, what was the culture in the household when they're coming up? You need to know this before you get married. If you're already married, you know, still fine. That way you might know what the damage that's been done. We all have some damage. And you can undo that through the process I'm explaining now in this series. Yes, this is not too late. Sometimes you might say, oh, my God, I married this package. What? With all this? How am I going to undo all this hurt and burden that she has? Or she might say, with all the burden he has. How am I going to undo all that in order for me to have a happy, healthy marriage? Oh, my God. Then what do? You divorce. You know? So you don't deal with unconciled past issues like you should in order to have a good marriage. No. You just marry again and marry again and marry again. Stop it. Stop it. Be okay by yourself. Be healthy and happy by yourself. Yes. Yes. And pray to God for the perfect mate. Be okay. Don't be nervous and unsteady because you're by yourself saying that I'm lonely. No, be happy. Go to the bar. Go to the art exhibits and science centers and all that. Enjoy yourself by yourself. Then when that mate comes along, a healthy mate, you have a good time. Because one healthy person is merging their life with another healthy person. Yes. You don't have this enabling and codependency going on and all that. Oh, my God. You know, we just saw it recently on TV with the football player, you know, and, you know, knocked his girlfriend out and all that. She still says, I love him. I'm going to stay with him. Stop it. We need to get our mind on the right channel in order to have the right mate for us. What frequency are you tuned into? That's important. It sure is. All right. Now, we left off talking about spirituality, different aspects. The last thing I talked about was honesty. Now, you know that's so important. So important. Honesty. If this is spiritual, yeah, this is a spiritual attribute, concept. Honesty. You need to know your mate is honest. Absolutely. You don't need to marry someone to find out they're a serial killer. Got some serious issues in their past that never got resolved. They're a batterer. Huh? They got a track record of abusing women or vice versa. You know? You need to know if they're honest. If what they are saying is true. If you can trust the words coming out of their mouth. Honest. That's so important to understand that. So important to understand that. Yeah. Honesty is another attribute we are to internalize and put into our daily living habits. We have to first start with self. Everything starts with self. Don't say, are they honest? Are they honest? I tell you, are you telling the truth? We have to first start with self. Everything starts with self. The self is our first base to solving our problems. That's right. We have to watch our conversations with ourselves. Are we telling the truth to ourselves? Are we rehearsing a script of convenience because we see some sort of gain in doing this? Remember, our self-talk feeds our subconscious mind, which in turn becomes the motivating factor in our conscious lives. When you are clear and honest inside and out, a more universal beauty of honesty comes into play and your words become more powerful. Yes. Yes. When you're constantly honest, continually honest, you get so used to speaking only truth that you take your own words very seriously. Yes. Afterwards, when you make a commitment to yourself, you intend, insist, and prioritize the commitment. You got that? Man, so important. You watch very carefully what you are saying to yourself and others. They're saying, I abide by, and a lot of you abide by the same thing too. My word is my bond, and my bond is my life. So a lot of y'all remember that. Yeah, I tell my students continuously to not say what you're going to do. Huh? Do not say what you're going to do and not do it. Your word is too serious to play around with. When you speak, the universe hears your words and records them as your intentions. God judges you by your what? Intentions. When you fail in your intentions, your record will be used against you at one time or another. You know that's true. So, as you are in the, you know, as you are in the, you know, the marriage mode, you know, are you in the relationship mode, make this point clear, you know, with yourself. And when you get into the habit of operating in this fashion, people will depend on your mates. Ha-ha. Will depend on you to carry out your intentions. See? You'll be known as a dependable person and will attract positive people to you. You'll attract your mate to you just by being honest. Yeah. If you got some issues in the area, I'm telling you, take this on. Yeah. Yeah. These positive people, positive mates, positive people, positive experiences bring positive rewards for you, such as, hey, job possibilities and referrals. You know, got to have that for a good marriage, huh? Job possibilities, good gig, good job there. Business opportunities. Getting your ideal mate and life partner. Not sometimes experience. Ideal mate. Don't, look, we compromise and settle all too often. I did it myself. Look, I'm with my fourth wife. That's right. I call it my fourth and final. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're aligned. We do everything together. Everything together. Go to the corner store together. Do work around the house, outside the house together. Everything. Yeah, yin and yang. Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, but I had to go through three, you know, to get this far. That's okay. But I've got the mindset, you know. And when you're aligned, God helps you. It's like I walk toward God, God runs toward me. You see? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll get assistance along life's highways. You'll get ideas for growth and development. Mm-hmm. You'll get help towards your many goals in life. See, the spiritual effects of being honest are that honesty brings you in harmony with the great eternal truth that pervades the whole tapestry of life. Yes. The ultimate nature of this universe is truth. Why is it so hard for us to deal with that? Huh? I know in our past lives, of dark lives, we lied and conned and someone stole and, you know. When you come to that portal, that transformation portal, you become a new person, cleansed, detoxed. You hold on to only truth. Yeah, practicing honesty brings you in alignment with the universal power of truth that exists behind all creation, verified, empowering your words and thoughts. So you can see now that your words are powerful and should be taken very seriously. Oh, yes. You have heard the saying, look before you leap. Well, how about think before you speak? The processing our responses and our intentions reflect our intelligence, and it's our intelligence that separates us from our animal friends. Yeah, that's why, you know, saying, you know, this is a dog. You know, now dog is a affectionate term. We say one another, hey, dog, yeah, this is my dog. Well, stop that. Using the N-word and all that. Stop it. Think before you speak. Processing our responses and our intentions reflect our intelligence. And it's our intelligence that separates us from our own. Yeah, you got to remember that. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, in case you want to join in a conversation, ask questions about what I'm talking about or comments, just push number 1 on your telephone and I'll bring you in on the conversation, okay? Yeah, in case you want to ask a question or something. All right? Okay. Now, when we are seeking truth in our surroundings, instead of focusing on what we don't see, we need to focus on what we are putting out. Yeah. What are you putting out there? Be the peace, truth, love, understanding, and empathy that we are seeking in others. It is the same in finding that perfect marriage partner. Oof. Praise God. Instead of waiting for the one to show up and sweep us off our feet, we should first be the mate that we are seeking, and then that mate will show up. Just think how this idea alone could save many of us from the hurt we experience as young adults and all the marriages and seeking healthy relationships and all that. Oof, all the money. You know, all the bruise and damaged lives and, boy, you know, it's something. Something. Boy, I wish I had this when I was younger. Man, could have saved a lot of time. As truth is one of the God's attributes, as we reflect God's attributes in our marriage life, we have a happy marriage life. That's the whole premise of my discussion with this idea of spirituality. We're reflecting God's attributes in our lives. And doing that, okay, like having God's stamp of approval in our marriages. Truth is one of them. Yeah, yeah. So as truth is one of the attributes of God, we need to find ways to emanate more truth into our lives. Mm-hmm. There's absolute truth within us and absolute truth in our environment. The more truth we seek from within and without, the more we will discover. Oh, yeah. It is the same with beauty. The more beauty we see within, the more we will see without. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and the more you seek within, the more you will see beauty. So you got to seek it. You're good. You're powerful. You're beautiful. Oh, yeah. God said he's created you in a most, what, unique, excellent mold. There's nothing like you. When God says time for yourself, he created a mold just for yourself. We created Sister Sakina. He created a mold called Sakina mold. It's like no one else's. And he said, this mold is excellent. I'm clocking excellent into it right now, right into the DNA of Sakina and yourself and Jose and Mary and Jeff and John. Yeah, you have your own created, own special mold. Yeah, so we need to emanate excellence in our lives, okay? Yeah, and the more, regarding beauty here, okay, the more we seek beauty in our environment, the more we will see beauty out in the environment. Yeah. Y'all remember The Secret, The Law of Attraction, The Secret, the DVD that came out? Or I think it's good. Some people don't like it. Yeah, you got to take the good. You don't say, well, yeah, that's not true. That's too fairy tale-ish. Look, we are to see the good in everything. The good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, The Law of Attraction says that you attract more into your life of what you bring into your life. Yeah, stop this holding on to old traditions, old standards, old ways of being, seeing, and all that. Stop it. Throw those old voices out the window. You create the script for yourself. You create your own voices. You create your own choir in your subconscious that's singing to you what to do, not to do. You create it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, this goes for truth, beauty, life, appreciation, healthy living, emotional stability, love, connection to God, serving others, giving of yourself, money, spiritual consciousness. Yeah, 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 yeah. You bring these things into your life. See? As you feel good about these things, like, you know, connection to God. You should feel good all the time about your connection to God. You know? So, you know, like Muslims, we say, Alhamdulillah. You know, praise due to God all the time. You step into a shower, praise God. The water didn't have to come out. It didn't have to be warm like you like it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, every little thing. You start your car, praise God. Your car didn't have to start. Yeah. Who said your car had to start? Start. You know, you leave your house going to your destination. You did not have to reach your destination. You didn't have to. You praise God for that too. Oh, yeah. And as you're in this mode of connecting to God, what happens? God brings you more into your life to appreciate. Absolutely. All right. See, now, do you see how this is an excellent quality for a marriage partner? Excellent quality. You see this? Yeah. Oh, by the way, for those who are listening live online right now, I opened the chat room so you can scroll down there and put a question or comment in the chat box, and I'll see it, and I'll read it on the air. Okay? All right. By the way, Nazim Rashid, me, I've had over 20 years of experience as a mental health counselor and drug recovery counselor. All right? So I've been out there. I've been to drug addiction and drug abuse, drug dealing. You know, I went through all that, went through a 12-step program, changed my life, became a Muslim, you know, and I'm giving my life back to God, really. I want to give a message in this book, Reconnected, so everybody can have tools for a change, transform life. Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm not just, talking on my head here. I've lived this. It's a 412-page book I wrote, and I want people to get this book so they can have a changed life. Yeah. Have happy marriages. Have fun. Laugh and have a good time. Have fun. Go to the park. Swim. Go boating. Have fun regularly with your mate. So in order to internalize truth, we have to be willing to submit to the truth. Uh-oh. Submit. Now, some of us say, no problem. But some say, I ain't submitting to nothing. You got a problem. You cannot accept and adopt something that you don't believe in. Once we accept nothing but truth into our lives, knowing that it is an attribute of God, and knowing that when we reflect the spirit of truth, we are reflecting God to ourselves and others, we should be willing to be more submissive to God in order to receive more blessings. See, it is here that the spirit of humility should be discussed. Yes. Now, when some people have the idea of being humble, certain low self-esteem images come to mind. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone who is a doormat to people they regard as better than them, or someone who thinks everyone is better than they, as they feel depressed and worthless. Oh, yeah. And we have seen images on TV of people that fit into those categories, and we need to feel sorry for them or say, what's wrong with them feeling and acting like that, huh? Oh, man, it's like the women getting beat down and say, I still love him. We just heard that recently. Football player, got knocked out unconscious. He's dragging her out of the elevator by her feet. But she said, I still love him. He's a good man. He didn't mean to do that. He didn't mean to break my jaw. He didn't mean to do that. Stop it. Now, spiritual humility or humbleness is not a weak idea at all. Through recognizing the inspiring universal perfection of God, you will discover your place within that perfection. Now, when one reflects on this marvelous creation that you are a part of, you have to see that you're only a mere speck in relation to the vastness of creation. That fact alone should bring about a sense of humility. Take time to sit or lie down outside on a clear night when the stars seem to be very close and stare out for a while. You will witness the perfection and order in creation. How then can any sense of arrogance, pride, or haughtiness creep into your consciousness, try to fight with the stars out there and see what happens. Curse out the moon and see what happens. Get your gun out and shoot at the stars and see what happens to you. The essence of humility lies not so much in adjusting your outer actions and words to appear to be humble, but in shifting your inner state of self-identification so that humility is the only approach that makes sense. There are those who are constantly comparing themselves to others. You know people like that. Looking in the magazines, looking in fashion magazines, and saying, well, I'm not like them. I need to lose another 30 pounds. I need to have a little skinny hourglass shape. The brothers, I need to have a six-pack or eight-pack or like the brother there on TV. I need to work out here. I'm under par. You're comparing yourselves rather than focus on who is better or worse than anyone else. Keep your awareness centered on the divine spirit that expresses itself through all. A vision of universal unity naturally brings the virtue of humility. Let me say it again. A vision of universal unity naturally brings a virtue of humility. That's the rhyme there, huh? Yeah, for sure. Here are a few quotations, Sierra. Okay, this one. Kirpal Singh says, when the light of humility dawns on the soul, the darkness of selfishness disappears, and the soul no longer lives for itself but for God. The soul loses itself in God, lives in God, and is transformed into Him. This is the alchemy of humility. It transforms the lowest into the highest. Yeah. Now, Lao Tzu says, those who aspire to greatness must humble themselves. Yeah, yeah, for sure. St. Augustine says, it was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men angels. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we have these quotes here. You know, for believers in God, this is not a hard thing to do. It really isn't. It really isn't. I'm telling you, if you want to have a good marriage, I'm telling you, you got to have this. You can't be you let your ego, dictate what you're going to do. You know, a man comes to the house and serve me dinner, woman. Yeah, yeah. Fix me that steak and that potatoes over there. Yeah, I'm gonna sit down and watch TV until you bring it to me on a plate. Yeah, 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 yeah. And watch it after yourself too. Huh? See how long that lasts. So you can't do that. Humility is very important. That's a very important quality to have in a health member. Healthy marriage. That's what we're talking about. Not the dysfunctional ones you've seen. Not the ones you grow up in and say with yourself, well, that's all I know, so I'll be that. No. You can be anything that you want to be. Choose health. Why not? With humility, if you discover you've been doing something wrong, you are better able to see your error and take steps to correct it. You do this without being distracted by the ego's defense systems, which makes excuses and shifts blame. Ego, remember that? EGO, edging God out. Keep that in mind. With humility, knowing that there is only one God, oh yeah, one universal intelligence, one source energy, people call them source energy, we cannot hold on to codependencies, addictions, or any other unhealthy habits or attachments. Can't do it. No, can't do it. Now, humility also keeps you from being overcome by guilt or shame due to any mistakes you've made in the past. Everyone falls short of themselves at times. That's where everybody falls short. You know that. Don't beat yourself up if you made a mistake. Ask for forgiveness and move on. It's part of growing. It's part of your life lesson. You know? You got to get some bruises here every so often. Now you got to learn from that. You got another thing to learn. Yeah, for sure. During such times, humility allows you to confront your erroneous ways without falling into the kinds of extreme self-condemnation, guilt, shame, or low self-esteem that can weaken your resolve and bring about even more failings. With humility, your love and self-respect for yourself stay strong as you focus on doing what is best in each moment. Mm-hmm. You get this? This is so important to understand. It's so important. So important. I'm telling you. Yeah, 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 yeah. See, as a spouse, you got to live this process. Live it. Not just say, yeah, it's okay. I got you. No. This has to be a part of your DNA. It's already part of your DNA. It can be part of what you do, how you demonstrate your life every single day. Live this process. Showing the example by being the example. Yeah. You'll be in a position of showing others, absolutely. Showing the way means to lead them on the path of their inspiration. That's the sport. As you're talking to your kids, by the way. You know, remember I said before, I always go back and forth to parenting and working with kids and marriage. You know, relationship is obvious to me. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you show the way by leading them on the path of their inspiration. You can do it with your spouse, too. In order to do this, you have to have a history of first being inspired and then having your life transformed from this process. Oh, man. Woof. having your life transformed in this process. Oof, I gotta reflect on that because I know how I came up, you know, and I had, you know, difficulties. Yeah, I had the difficulties too, and you know, I didn't come up in a healthy household. You know, my mother and father weren't fighting, but the idea that the father was absent all the time and never was there. And mother never reached out to us emotionally, so I never had an emotional connection. So that wasn't there. I wasn't validated, so I even contemplated suicide many times and actually attempted suicide in my teens. You see, so there was a lot of voids, emotional voids in my life. Yeah. So I didn't get any of this. So I, like many of you, have to learn formally how to become a human being. Human being. Healthy, happy, contributing, productive human being. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was over at someone's house yesterday, a Jewish house, and I'm teaching their son, kind of helping them along with some life skills. And their family is so wonderful. Healthy, happy, everybody loving one another, validate one another. I said, man, you know, here, I told her, I said, you know what, the person you see, Nazim Rashid, had to learn how to become a healthy Nazim Rashid, had to learn this process. Going to conflict resolution mediation, certification that I did, and study to become a counselor, all that, had to learn. It was natural. She said, you know, the wife, you know, the mother was saying, well, you know, I came up in a healthy two-parent household, my husband did too. So they just modeled how they were brought up. It was easy because they saw a healthy mother and father interact with one another, being romantic, you know, solving conflicts, being loving to the children, supporting the children, validating their children, helping them on the path of their inspiration. You see? Yeah, so naturally, you know, for them to get married, then, you know, because they already had together like that. So I said, man, praise God. Isn't this wonderful? Yeah, for sure. I'm going to call somebody else. This author named Sherry Carter Scott. She says, when you live the process, you align who you are with what you do. You integrate all facets of yourself into one person who is led by the most positive and life-affirming part of you. When you live the process, people are drawn to you because of the light that you exude. Ooh. When you live the process, you're honored to be able to serve others and bring more joy to the world. It is fantastic. Fantastic. Some more quotes by Debbie. She's an Indian master, a shaman. She says, you cannot know the meaning of your life until you know the power that created you. You have to know your spirit. For to not know your spirit, you cannot know the truth. Mm-hmm. Here's another one by Glenn Edwards and Santosham. They say, living by spiritual law means taking responsibility for every area of your life, your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Be respectful of every form of life we come in contact with. You know, is this something? Just imagine you living your life like this, being fine, you know, sitting on a park bench enjoying the birds, knowing that the same life energy in that bird is in you. Looking at the grass growing and saying to yourself, the same life in that grass is in you. You look at the sky and say, man, praise God, I feel good. Yeah. What happens? Your mate walks around by. Notices your vibration is aligned with his vibration. Oh, man. You know? And he starts a conversation and goes from there. You see? Yeah. When you are in that vibration of honesty and truth and humility, that goes out. That doesn't stay with you. It goes out there. It's like an aura. You know those ripples in the water? You throw a stone in there and you see the ripples? Yeah, it ripples out all around you. All around you. Far and wide. And those who are also on the same channel pick that up and say, ooh, I don't know why I'm crossing the street right now, but I feel I need to cross the street right now. They don't know, but God is leading them. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's, I don't know why I feel I need to walk this way instead of the other way, but I'm walking this way. God is leading them. They stop right by where you're sitting on the park bench. Start a conversation. All right, I'm telling you, I hope you all listen to this. We have to take responsibility for our everyday thoughts, feelings, and actions. What are we thinking when we wake up? Oof, I'm telling you, this is so basic. Basic and powerful. What are you thinking this morning? Yeah. What were you thinking when you woke up this morning? What are your thoughts and feelings when you look at yourself? Do you like what you see? What kind of self-talk goes on when you observe yourself? Yeah. Remember, anything that we think, feel, and act is connected to something. Yeah, for sure. Anything. All right? Those things should be somehow connected to or emanating God's attributes or characteristics. If they are not, then we are at that point disconnected from God. And with disconnection comes an array of negative possibilities, such as emotions dominating our behavior and thinking, irrational attitudes and acts, and prejudices taking over our personalities. Yeah, when we see someone acting like that, acting crazy, they have disconnected themselves from God. And they're in a position of resistance from God's way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Through this process, we will discover that nothing is worth doing unless it has a spiritual basis for growth and productivity in our lives, and that productive spirit is what God is. Yeah, that productive spirit is what God is. Yeah. To become a more spiritual, enlightened being, you have to feel a real connection to all that life encompasses. That's what I'm saying. You see the grass, you see the squirrel, you see the rabbit, you know, if you're in certain areas. You know? Life is in everything we see and what our physical eyes don't see. Yeah. That's right. When we see a butterfly flying with all its colorful patterns, we should feel a connection. Yeah. We should see our connection when we witness the following, all right? Leaves swaying in the wind, the ocean waves on the shore, ducks in formation in the water, lovers on a park bench, the clear blue sky, a pioneer couple holding hands, smiling, walking around the park. A newborn child. Oh, yeah. Other senior couples reminiscing about their love for one another after 60 years. Come on. Mm-hmm. See, there is a real spirit to life. And when we see it manifesting outside of ourselves, we should feel the connection within. Yes, it is all one spirit. And it permeates throughout everything we see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is why sometimes we feel bad when we see life disrupted. You know? We are admiring the view of the sea from our resort window. And suddenly, a pickup truck goes by with screaming kids inside. Hey, what happened here? Our peaceful trance is broken. We notice the neighbors are arguing again next door, and our peace is broken. Well, this is natural, right? Because our life spirit inside was connecting to the life spirit of our environment at that time. See, we need to recognize when the life spirit is not present. Oh yeah, we gotta be. That's why we have to live a conscious life, not an unconscious life. A conscious life. Yeah. This is what I was referring to this earlier when I was describing certain people as losing their humanness. Yeah, I talked about that last week. losing their humanness. You know, the lynching in the old days, and all the racism and so forth, and tax, brutal, I mean, just awful, awful. Mothers, you know, drowning their kids in the bathtub, and, you know, awful, you know? Yeah. There's another reading I like called Unleash Your Spiritual Power and Grow. I wrote that by Glenn Edwards and Santoshan. Unleash Your Spiritual Power and Grow. Yeah. This book inspired me to attach myself more to the higher spirit within me. Uh-huh. Yeah. So as marriage partners, see, you need to have as much ammunition as possible to help shape your marriage. Yeah. Absolutely. And to, you know, being the best contributors and the best productive, you know, possibilities you can have. Yeah, for sure. It's very important. You know, in the beginning, you know, we may have erroneously imagined spiritual power to be a linear journey, traveling over a certain landscape to a faraway destination of enlightenment. But it is better described as a widening circle or spiral that opens our hearts and gradually infuses our consciousness to include all of life as a spiritual whole. Yeah. I'm telling you, when you got that spiritual connection to God, it feels wonderful. You know, you ride in the car, you're talking to God, and you know, God's right there. You know, we make prayer in your prayer rug or however way you do it. You feel good. You don't just go through the exercises, you know, like jumping jacks or something. You feel connected. Yeah. So, you know, so your mate will ask you questions. You know, they want to ask, how receptive to life are you? You know, your mate wants to know about you. They want a spiritually connected person. So, ask yourself the question, how receptive to life are you? How willing are you to receive compliments? Yeah. Compliments. You know? When someone says to you, well, that sure is a wonderful color on you. Well, that dress glows on you. What do you say? You say, thank you very much. What do you say? Oh, this dress was nothing. I got it on sale at JCPenney's. Yeah, no big deal. We will never be able to give to others what we can't receive ourselves. How I receive things? How you do it? Do you do it happily or reluctantly? We have to keep in mind that we are the one that stops the flow of the universe or the natural flow of God working in and through us by denying God's favor on us. Yeah. By diminishing the compliments we get, we're in essence saying that we are ungrateful for what God has given us and thus are denying the blessing. Yeah. Don't refuse the compliments. What happens? That person gets a blessing too. Say thank you very much. Praise God. This act cuts us off and stops the flow to the other person as well. Did you know that? They will get some blessing for giving initially, but the return for them is not there because we stopped the process. There is an important flow that we need to promote actively. When someone gives you a compliment, God is flowing in that person through the compliment. Yeah. When you receive the compliment gracefully and return it with thank you, you are returning God's blessing to the other person. That person gets a double blessing because they initiated the compliment and you get the single blessing for receiving it properly and giving it back. Yeah. The flow continues this way. When we give compliments or do anything positive to someone, the same thing happens for us. Yeah, I'm telling you, this is very serious. When you live a transformed life, you know, then you have to think differently, your mindset different, you're on a different channel entirely. You're on a different channel. And that's important. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, now, a man went through a toll bridge. A little example here, you know. Now, you get, I'm not straying away from the topic of marriage, you see. Because all this is very, very important, marriage, giving one another compliments, you know. Make one another feel good every single day. You should not have one day you're not making your mate feel good. Some compliment, make her smile. Sister, make him smile. Smiling is good. Yeah, smiling connects you more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife tells me I should do some stand-up comedy because I'm always coming up with jokes and, you know, something to make her laugh. So I enjoy seeing that. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Here's a little example here. A man went through a toll bridge and paid for his car and the car behind him. Oprah talked about this also. When the man behind attempted to pay, the operator told him that the man ahead paid his toll, he wanted him to have a great day. Marvelous. Now, after thinking about that charitable act, what did this man do? This man decided to do the same for the person behind him. Just think about that flow, where that positive spiritual energy would wind up. That kind of giving anonymously snowballs. Yeah. Yeah, I think I talked about this before. You know, I went to the cleaners one time, and I got my clothes, and I left a dollar there. I told the person, the clerk, when the next person comes in, tell them that today was their special day. They have a dollar off of their cleaning bill. Man, I feel good doing that. Why don't y'all try this sometimes? It's really something, huh? Oh, yeah. For them to tell the next person, this is your special day. You get a dollar off the person ahead of you. You know? That's a dollar for the next person. Yeah. So we need help. We all need help. We need help in getting into the right position to receive properly from the emotional and spiritual perspective. See, all this, you know, is fuel for a good marriage. Yes, it is. Oh, man, fuel. This is where spiritual practices come in. With all the distractions we have in the world, outside of ourselves and within, we need to have some process for calming the mind and body. Every personal development specialist that I have studied has said that meditation is the process. Yeah, I meditate every morning. I meditate every morning after I'm clean and I do my salat or prayer. I keep forgetting God talk universally here. My prayer, I do affirmation statements, gratitude statements. Absolutely. Yeah. Deep breathing. And, you know, it's a good book I read that started me in this process by Herbert Benson. Again, Herbert Benson. Look it up. The book was called The Relaxation Response. Again, The Relaxation Response. Yeah. Talked about how Muslims meditate in there, too. Yeah, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was meditating in the cave. That's when revelation came to him. Yeah. So, you know, if you keep meditating, something might happen to you. You know, some inspiring thought or something, you never know. But get in that mode of receiving spiritually, and that's how you do it. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All this helps the marriage, I'm telling you. If you're in the habit of relaxing and like I call it having your first slate, you'll be a wonderful, you know, it's fantastic to have a great marriage. You know, because you don't have the pain from yesterday today. You know, you're open to listen to what your mate has to say. You know, you can give them good advice if they want it. Meditation quiets the soul. It opens up the channels of receptivity within. Yeah. Children can learn to meditate too, yeah. This will help them calm the spirit of peer pressure and crowd pleasing that they confront down the line. It says that when we pray, we talk to God. That when we meditate, God talks to us. Mm-hmm. It has been proven how meditation brings down blood pressure, reduces and eliminates anger. makes us use the part of our brain that thinks and reasons instead of reacting to emotional stimuli alone. Good for, you know, managing emotions, which we're going to talk about a lot coming up. It reduces everyday stress and brings about more love and peace within. Yeah. This is very important as we're learning how to be the perfect marriage partner. It's important. Yeah, yeah. This is very lost today, you know, and I'm telling you, and kids, you know, they, you know, a lot of them have no peace within. Have no peace within means not needing to promote or have peace in the environment. Harming others, killing others, stealing from others, and disrespecting authority is easy and an acceptable thing to do and is applauded by their peers. See, meditation will help us to always have a way to connect and return home when we tend to stray. Yeah. Every day is another day to bless someone. Oof. Praise God. Another day to receive blessings. Another day to be grateful. Another day to find reasons to be grateful. Another day to love life and what life has for us. Yes. Another day to honor our spirit. Another day to love ourselves, the higher self within. Come on. Another day to honor truth whenever or wherever we experience it. Another day to praise God. Yes. Why is it so hard for people to understand? Why is this? You know? Even I'm telling you right now, as I look at the switchboard, I see people listening. I praise God for you listening. But also the people coming on the switchboard, listening for about 1 minute or two, then get off. Come on, get off. Why do they do that? Because they're not hearing something that they want to hear. A lot of people do not want to hear this. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm seeing it right now. People come on, they call in, they listen for a minute, sometimes 30 seconds. If they don't hear the kind of message that they want to hear, I don't know what they want to hear. I'm not talking about, you know, current events or what's going on in Hollywood. I'm talking about what will save our lives, what will save our marital lives, what will save our personal lives. That's more important. And that's what I'm talking about. But you know what? A lot of people just don't want to hear it. They don't hear it. They hear my message, they keep on marrying, divorcing, marrying, divorcing, marrying, divorcing. Want to do what they want to do. That's ego. Edging God out. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll take a small break. We're talking about this book that I'm expounding from, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to a Child Self. You can get it on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. My site, cloudsofabundance.com. Go ahead, write that down. After the three W's, we have cloudsofabundance.com. I also want you to email me with your feedback, okay? nrbookclub@gmail.com. nrbookclub@gmail.com. Okay? Yeah, do that. I want to hear from you. You know? Because sometimes I don't know if anybody's listening. You know, people come on and off. I don't know if anybody's really picking this up. But you know what? I call this like my tithing, you know, or sadaka to the universe. When you put good into the universe, like I'm doing now, this goes all over the world. Yeah, yeah. People in Bangkok, South Africa, Brazil, oh yeah. They're listening in their own time zone. They're listening. Absolutely. So the whole world is hearing what I'm saying right now. So whether people locally are listening or you know, don't want to hear this, it's okay. I'm putting it out there. So someone's going to pick this up, and there will be miracles happening. Lives will be saved. From what I'm saying today, it's not from me. You know, I'm a vehicle for what God has for humanity. God's coming through me and to you, God willing. Okay? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we have to kind of understand this process. Love right. Love truth. Love honesty. Love humility. Love these attributes of God that I taught about, you know, for the past week or two. Love these attributes. Yes, love them. And as you love them and internalize them, what happens, God will bless you. Because as you do that, you're connecting yourself more to God. Love these attributes. You know, for sure. You know, so as you do that, we'll find more blessings and more manifestations of what we want into our lives. You see? Yeah, for sure. You know? Very, very important to understand that. Okay? So like I said before, you have to take time to know self. Who are you? What are you about? What motivates you? What makes you feel good? What qualities are deep within that have not surfaced recently or ever? What did God create when you were born? What does your life work look like? Who's going to benefit from your special talents? What part of you do you want to transform? Transform into what? Do you really know the higher self within you? Do you? Now, when I talk about honoring the spirit within you, you have to know which spirit I'm talking about, you know, because, you know, there's a lower self and a higher self. We are only referring to the higher spirit. But first, we have to be in touch with that higher spirit. How can you honor something you know nothing about? Therefore, we have to take time to know our true selves. You know, and this is so important for marriage. I'm not getting off the topic. You want a man that's solid. Solid, established in the earth, established and connected to God, and it's free from all those unreconciled past issues. Sister, you know, brother, you want the same thing. Sister, it's solid. Not prone to Hollywood influences. Or the sister, even in the religious communities, those little circles of sister that talk, you know, girl, I'm telling you, I wouldn't take that. You know, do this to them when you come home. See what happens. Hey, stop it. You have to take time to know your true selves. Make a date with yourself. Have fun. Take yourself out to dinner. Flirt with yourself. Flirt. Ha! Yeah. Interview yourself like you interview your first dates, you know. Yeah, have fun. Have fun. Look at yourself in the eye and say, I love you. When you say this, look deep within and love that higher spirit, that healthy subconscious. The more you love, the more you deposit there, and will give you more returns of self-esteem and an assurance that you not only are honoring your spirit, but you are one with it, at one with it, aligned, at one with it. Awakened to the infinite qualities within you. See, I'm trying to give you some tools to be the best. What happens as you're becoming the best and better and better and better, you attract that into your lives. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. By embracing the whole of what you are through this self-awareness and self-acceptance process, you become more observant and conscious of different levels of your being. By accepting the whole practice, you know, by accepting the whole picture, healthy and unhealthy characteristics, you can look practically at what is working and what is not. Yeah. You need to know what to fix, what you need to transform. Maybe when you made that transformation from the old self, you know, dark self to the new self. Maybe some things, you know, kind of like stowaways, they kind of kept being attached to you, brought in on this side, you know. You need to know what is working and what is not. What's in your little mental and emotional inventory? What's on your pantry shelf there that shouldn't be there, that you need to kick out and never let back in? Yeah. I'm telling you, if you know young people who want to get married, get this book and make it mandatory that they read this beforehand and demonstrate what I'm giving right now in their lives before they say, I'll take this one as my bride, take this one as my husband, wherever the vows are that you have. Beforehand, let them be solid in this. Okay? The main contend that you need to eliminate all negative traits in order to grow. I and many others in the field believe that we have to accept them all. They're all you accept them. Okay? Negative energy is just strong energy going in the wrong direction. We can transform that negative energy into energy that is driving us to our goals in a strong, assertive manner. Okay? All right. Now, in Muslim cultures, this energy is called the jinn. The jinn idea can be depicted as an accelerated gas pedal in your car. When that pedal is pressed down, the car is going to move. Isn't that right? Yeah, it's going to move. Mm-hmm. The direction in which you are heading depends on you, the intellect, taking control of the steering wheel. Now, we cannot blame the accelerating gas pedal if we crash into a tree. You can't say, it's the gas pedal's fault, not mine. Question is, what were you doing with the steering wheel? The jinn is not bad. It's only doing what God designed it to do. And that has to be the motivating and testing factor in our lives. If it is left uncontrolled, you will head toward danger. Mm-hmm. The pedal will go down whether you want it to or not. What will you do with the steering wheel? You're going to do something. Now, what will that something be? You might want to do nothing, be lazy, non-decisive, and non-committal. Some people get in marriages like that. You know, be lazy, and non-decisive, non-committal. The pedal will go down, motivating you to make a decision. If you are in touch with your higher self, your decision will be good, which will benefit you and others. But if you're not in touch with your higher self, your decision will reflect you being disconnected from your higher self. When you accept the creative, positive, productive forces within, you will rise above fears, doubts, and limitations. Whew, that's a whole lot. Just take a breath. Man, that was a lot. Hope you got this. I'm telling you, get this book. You know what I'm going to do? For anyone listening right now, I'm going to offer you something. Now, this is a 412-page book, pretty heavy. So it costs a little bit to mail it. Say what, I'll pay shipping. Email me, nrbookclub@gmail.com. As long as you're in the States. Now, those listening outside the United States have to go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon to get the book, okay? Or go to your local bookstore and order it, since this book is on the catalogs, major catalogs. In the States, if you want this, send me, go to my email, nrbookclub@gmail.com, and I'll send you a PayPal link, okay? Then I'll pay the shipping myself, sign it, and mail it to you personally. I want you to get this, okay? Yeah, for sure. You know? All right, this is a quote by Swami Sivananda. Like, I've heard this before. It says, cowardice asks, is it safe? Avarice asks, is there any gain in it? Vanity asks, can I become great? Lust asks, is there pleasure in it? But conscience asks, is it right? Yeah. Anything you're doing, ask yourself, is this right or just fun? Yeah. Okay. Now we should see. Now that spirituality is a very personal idea or concept, connecting to God and experiencing the realms that exist beyond the sensory world. If you got a spiritual man, hold on to him. If you got a spiritual woman, hold on to it. You know what? Because she or He is connected. And you want to be connected to someone who's connected. That's why my book is called Reconnected. Because most of us have become disconnected. Yeah. Yeah. Myself and Quill's all the way out there, sure. Yeah, I'm telling you. You see, a lot of you know this already. You don't need to go through anyone or anything in order to be spiritual. Religions are supposed to help you become more spiritual, but unfortunately, these spiritual teachers, leaders, priests, imams, rabbis, reverends, enlightened ones, the sheikhs, often are concerned with uplifting their own bottom line. Yeah. Your religious path is the path that helps you become more spiritual, emotionally intelligent, independent thinking, and empowered to make your own conscious choices for yourself, knowing that it is God alone that you have to answer to. Did you get that one? Yeah, this is so important, so important. When you know how those couples have that glow, those pioneers, and people have that glow, and they've been having that for a long time. They understand this concept. They understand this. Yeah, I call even the divine circle of marriage. You know, here, sister, you're holding his hand. Your right hand is in his left hand. His right hand is with God. Your left hand is with God. You have a divine circle, I call it. As long as you keep that divine circle, God is connected to both of you, and you're connected to one another, you'll be all right. Yeah, you'll be all right then. Keep that kind of connection. Keep that kind of image in mind. All right? Very, very, very important. Okay? Spirituality says that even if you think you're limited and small, it is simply not true. You are greater and more powerful than you have ever imagined. A great divine light exists inside of you and in everyone you will ever know in the future. This light is evident more and more as we elevate our own spiritual consciousness. As our own light shines from within, we notice it more than others. Isn't this something? Let me say it again. As our own light shines from within, we notice it more in others. Ooh, I'm telling you, the light seeks out others that have the same light. But this is something. I love it. I love it. Yeah, I love it. I'm telling you. Unfortunately, we could be in our religious communities and feel that we don't fit. We love the religious concepts. We don't like the people that we see around us, you know. We go into other communities. And we feel good here. Yeah. Everybody's loving and laughing, having a good time. And, oh, man, you feel good here. Yeah, this is wonderful. You know, everybody's talking about universal love and how we can help one another out. And feels good. It's a shame like that. You know, we can't feel the same in our own religious communities, you know. And that's why we go there, make prayer, and we go get out, you know. It's a shame. But we can transform. You know, we transform ourselves and put the light out there. That's all we can do. We're not responsible for other people. No. We're not responsible for that. Yeah. So, I'm giving you an example here of something I experienced personally. Yeah. We will wind down the show here. It is a wonderful moment to experience an even exchange with another spiritual soul. The other night, I was performing with my jazz group. A lot of you all know I'm also a jazz musician, too. Mm-hmm. I was performing in a restaurant when the publisher of a well-known advertising directory, you know, walked in. Yeah, walked in. And he's a good friend of mine, and I was glad to see him come out and support my group. I told him that the owners were out. I know he likes to talk to venue owners in the hope of them taking out advertising in his directory. He told me that he wasn't there for them, but he was there for me. Wow. He wanted me to know that supporting my group was an important gesture for him to do. His wide smile was indicative of his sincerity. Wow. My spirit immediately picked up his elevated spirit. I wanted him to try the house tea as I bragged about how good natural it was without the addition of honey, or sugar. He agreed, and the waitress brought him a glass of tea. He took plenty of pictures of the unique tea loft venue. He was very pleased with the venue and my group. I complimented him on his publication and his work in the field, and he praised my jazz music. Now, as he was leaving, he told me that he took care of the tea himself, as I was intending to pay for it. Wow. I felt that he knew that. He was smiling as he walked out of the door. Afterward, as I was driving home, I said to myself, man, what a wonderful spiritual exchange we had just then. We had tonight. Isn't that something? He was constantly giving, and I was trying to find a way to give to him. You see, that is a perfect example of the spiritual flow that we need to not only keep in mind, but to actually practice as much as we can. It does take two to tango, but we look for those opportunities. If we look for them, it can happen more often than not. Yeah, one person is giving to us, we recognize the charity that, and we return it to them. They see that we are spiritually connecting, they give it to us again. We continue to reciprocate. Yeah. That's what we do, you know? So, does this make sense? You know, does this make sense? I tell you what, you know, I'm going to close out with this. I'm gonna stop right here and just, you know, ask yourself, you know, just ask you, what do you really want in your marriage? Or the marriage coming up, the marriage you want, you know? Do you really know? Write it down. If your mate is not right, or, you know, write down how you want him or her to be. You know? Might be wise to get out of that relationship. Yeah. If it's not healthy and life-producing, get out of it. You know? If you do all you can on your end to turn around and it's not working, if they are not vibrationally aligned with you, forget it. It's not going to work. No, forget it. You know? Yeah, forget it. You know, like me and my wife, you know, she would say something, and I would think about what she's going to say next, you know, and she will say that. Yeah, we do it all the time. Yeah. So, again, my name is Nazim Rashid, R-A-S-H-I-D. You see my picture on the website there. You know, blogtalkradio.com/Imam Alfred. A book is Reconnected, How to Be Mentor to Your Child Self. All right? Get it. Please get it. You know, my email nrbookclub@gmail.com. My website, cloudsofabundance.com. Again, cloudsofabundance.com. All right? Give me some feedback. Let me know what worked for you, all right? And get the book. Do that, please, you know? Stop having all these unhealthy, dysfunctional marriages. I love seeing on Facebook people say, I'm getting married, or I am married. I say congratulations. I wonder if they really are ready for it, if they really research the other person, research themselves, are really ready. Are they just getting married because someone told them that they should be married, or someone looked cute and they got married just from that? Huh? Think about it. Okay? All right. Well, I'm glad everybody listened. I'm glad we had a few people who stayed on the switchboard. Most people kind of came on and went. We had about 8 different people that came on and went, you know. So I appreciate those who stayed on. And I'll come back next week for part 11 for improving, repairing, and preparing for relationships. I tried to get marriages on the line, but I couldn't fit marriages on the same line. So it's improving, repairing, preparing for marriages, part 11. Next week, same time, same station. So with that, I'll leave with greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.